Adam Baselager will admit that South Tree has come a long way since they started 3 years ago.
It was sort of the same time of year. It was right near Christmas. And I remember we started doing some math and we realized that based on our equipment and how many days were left in the year, there was no way that we could get everyone's orders done for Christmas. And that was sort of the first aha moment. So we stopped all advertising. We didn't accept any orders in December that first year. And we just worked to get orders completed for that first Christmas. And then we came back in the new year and decided, wow, this is really a great opportunity. We need to both pursue it full time.
They are taking orders for Christmas this year, and Baselager says they're extremely busy.
Well, I brought you in today because I saw this article that you wrote called 5 Tips on Bootstrapping Your Startup.
Exactly, yeah.
And I wanted to get you to share some of those with us. What would your number one tip be for somebody who's starting a business?
I think the first key is just to start. You know, I think a lot of times there's so many barriers that we place, whether it's, you know, mental barriers or, you know, actual physical barriers. And the key is to just break those down. So just simplify your idea, simplify the concept, and just go for it. Just start. Even if that means, you know, you start with a little website and you have a cheap phone in your bedroom or your living room. You just have to start. That's the first key.
Okay. You also talked about staffing. What have you learned from your experience about how to staff your business when you're first starting out?
Yeah, I think when you're first starting, you tend to go into these what-if scenarios. So what if we have 1,000 orders? What if there's, you know, 8 customers lined out the door? And the key is to just staff for the moment. So obviously, it's easy to scale. If you need to hire 4 people overnight, you put up an ad and you can do it. We've done it before. But in most cases, just plan for the minimum viability. So maybe it's just you and a friend, maybe it's you and a part-time person, but just start with the basics and that way you can get the ball rolling.
Another thing you talked about was what to do with the first profits you get.
Yeah. I think that was a real critical key for South Tree is I remember sort of the early days where we had a few $100 in profit. It wasn't anything, you know, and it would have been really nice to pay ourselves something. But what we did is we always looked at it, there's our personal lives and our personal finances, and then there's the entity, the business. And so the key was is that we had to make South Tree healthy. In order to do that, we just needed to keep seeding in any extra dollar that we had.
Another tip, keep costs low.
I think keeping costs low, it's absolutely essential. And we still do it to this day. We're always looking at, you know, how much does this actually cost us, and can we, you know, get a better deal through a vendor? Can we find a different way to reduce costs in terms of employee time, in terms of the actual physical product that we have? At the end of the day, we'd all love to be Apple and make an iPhone. But the just reality is, that would cost a small business so much to get down to that packaging and that assembly. And so what we try to do is just look at it and say, what can we do with the resources and the time and the talent that we have around us? And execute on that.
Finally, Baselager says that entrepreneurs should think about hiring interns.
We currently have 2 interns. They're both awesome. Interns are a great way to get really quality help. You know, a lot of times interns they're in their senior year. They're going to go off next year and get a good job in the market. And so if you can sort of target juniors and seniors that are really talented, they're excited to be around a thriving company and they can do a lot.
And it might be a good way to scout out people maybe
absolutely.
That you might want to have down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You really get a feel for work ethic and their ability to contribute to your organization.
Are there any other sorts of tips that like you didn't get to write in the article or that you haven't brought up today that you think are important?
I think a lot of times with business, we try to make it overly complex. And so we want to have this polished business plan. Or we want to walk into a VC firm and say, hey, I need $200,000 to start this idea or whatever that number might be. But again, at the end of the day, I think you really need to parse it down to what's that hook? What's the stickiness that's going to make your solution, your product, your service compelling to, you know, maybe it's even 10 customers to start.
That was a conversation I had with Adam Baselager. He co-founded the Chattanooga company South Tree that digitizes old video and audio files. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.